Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time, I think, pretty objectively, subjectively, is It's a Wonderful Life. Such a simple, simple movie. The pitch of that movie by itself sounds awful. About a man who never gets to leave home, who has to work a job he doesn't even like necessarily, who doesn't get to have his adventures, but just has a simple, simple life. Lovely family, lovely wife, lovely little children, but at the end of the day, he doesn't get to do much with his life. And yet it's somehow the greatest, one of the greatest stories ever. It's just a man who gives himself without stopping. And then we get to see what that does to a man. Near the climax of the movie, he has some difficulties. I won't spoil too much. But he gets to say, like, "I wish I'd never been born. I wish I didn't have this life because I don't think I did any good in my life." And then he miraculously gets to see just what life would have been like for everyone else if he'd not been there to bless them with his particular gifts. I want to take that movie and just take a step back and look at it a little bigger. What if we had the same lens with the most important character, the objectively greatest story ever told of Christmas, the Christmas story of Jesus Christ? In a few days, we'll celebrate Christmas, and we'll get to see just how important that was when the light of the world came into the darkness. But on this fourth Sunday of Advent, let's look at the darkness to actually make sense of how big of a deal the light of the world coming is. Before we hear the good news from the angels proclaimed to the shepherds, let's focus on the bad news of just how rough our situation is. What if we never had Christmas? What if Jesus was never born? What if Jesus never came? If this happened, we'll take a look. First of all, we hear in our second reading that burnt offerings, sacrifices, weren't good enough. According to Jewish law, that for their sins they had to keep on offering rams, bullocks, ox, cereal offerings, all sorts of things like, "We're sorry for our sins, Lord, please. Instead of our lives being taken, take the lives of these animals. Just take some sacrifice, we're sorry." And again they'd offer these, but they were never enough. And even in our own lives, if we just try and be a good person, frankly, whatever that means, it's not enough. The only thing that would have been enough was the life of Jesus himself. In our second reading, we hear, "But a body you prepared for me." He gave his own will. The only thing good enough to take away sins was Jesus Christ offering his own body, surrendering his will to God the Father. And by that, we are saved. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That's the good news. The bad news of the situation is we didn't have anything close to good enough to free us from our sins. Every funeral we have here, we've had a lot of funerals lately, I have so much hope. Absolutely, they're sad. Absolutely, people are grieving. But at the same time, it's just beautiful every single time how much hope people have at funerals. Because of what our Lord has done for us in becoming man and dying and rising for us, there's so much hope. But if Jesus never came, there is no hope. If Jesus never came, death is the end. If Jesus never came, then that's it. And frankly, that's sugarcoating it a little bit. Because if Jesus never came, heaven is not an option. If Jesus never came, hell is the only possible outcome. Without Jesus, there is no hope. Without Jesus, there is no heaven. Look in our lives, even day to day, without Jesus, there is no possibility to have any purpose in life. Because without him, it's just moving deck chairs on the Titanic while it's all going down. That is the situation we find ourselves in. That is the bad news. That is the darkness. That is the reality of what life would be without the Christ child. That is the darkness we find ourselves in, waiting for the dawn to come in just a few days on Christmas. And if we don't realize just how real and how bad the situation is, then Jesus coming into the world just looks like a baby on a Hallmark Christmas card, rather than the reality of Christ our Savior coming to bring us light and freedom. That is what happens if Jesus didn't come. The last thing. What if Jesus doesn't come now? Because yes, Jesus came 2,000 years ago. And yes, Jesus will come again at the second coming for our final judgment. But the saints also say he comes in a middle way as well. Jesus doesn't want to only bring us fire insurance. He doesn't only want us to be delivered from hell and have the opportunity for heaven, which he does, absolutely. But he actually wants to come into our lives now. Now, every single day. And he comes into our lives so many different ways. In the sacraments, in baptism, in the mass, in confession, he comes and comes again and again. If he didn't come in confession, we'd be in trouble. If he didn't come in the Eucharist, we would have no strength to get to heaven. He also comes in just our day-to-day lives. Every interaction where two or more are gathered, Christ is there. Jesus is present, and he comes into every single moment. But he chooses to come very, very hidden. In our gospel, Jesus comes to Elizabeth and John the Baptist in the womb of Mary. But goodness, Mary's barely pregnant. You can barely tell she's pregnant. You can barely tell Christ is present. But God is inside the womb of Mary. And he comes. And John the Baptist leaps for joy inside the womb of Elizabeth. In our lives, Christ comes. But it's often so very hidden. This Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus Christ came. And this Christmas, in just a few days, we'll celebrate that Jesus Christ will come. And also we celebrate that Jesus Christ comes now. That Jesus isn't just the spice of life to add a little flavor to our lives. Jesus isn't just fire insurance to make sure we don't go to hell. Jesus wants to be the very sustenance, the bread and water, the joy of our lives. This fourth Sunday of Advent, just a few days to go until we celebrate Christ coming. Let us stoke our fervor. Recognize how badly we need him to come, but also how badly we desire him to come now in our lives. And prepare our hearts to recognize him, no matter how hidden he chooses to come.